This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
In today's show, $60,000 becomes the new resistance. I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as the latest updates from crypto analyst Tech Dev, Crypto Ed, and Pentoshi. And this just in, breaking news, El Salvador set to build the first ever Bitcoin city in the world, which will be free of income, property, and capital gains taxes. In fact, I wrote a jam about it. Take me down to the Bitcoin city where the energy is clean and my sats are pretty. Tax-free, take me home. That's right, as El Salvador tunnels into volcanoes to power cryptocurrency mining hubs, and you got to give credit where credit is due. Nayib Bukele says, special thanks to Max Keiser for inspiring volcano bonds. And quoting Max right here, other central banks such as the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve Bank in America are also at risk of being disintermediated as Bitcoin rises to become the world's reserve currency. Also in today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you this Ethereum huge cup and handle pattern, which reaffirms a $6,500 Ethereum price target. As Parabolic Matt points out here, Ethereum broke its streak of seven green weekly candles. However, it perfectly retested the huge cup and handle pattern it broke out of. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, yes, Kathy Wood's $700,000 Bitcoin price prediction is legit. In a new interview, she goes on to share that Bitcoin could hit $760,000. I'll be breaking down the math of how she got to this target. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, starting with number one, 60,000 flips to resistance. That's right. For most of the weekend, the mood amongst analysts was simple. It could be worse. After hitting 5 week lows of 55,650, Bitcoin managed to claw back some of its losses. And on Saturday, it even gapped higher to take a swing at $60,000. Now this was ultimately unsuccessful, but Sunday saw a further attempt with Bitcoin enjoying a few brief minutes in the $60,000 range before a firm rejection sent the market tumbling once again. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin is currently trading just above 57,500, forming a focus with the clear impetus that was one solid support has flipped to resistance. Popular trader Pentoshi summarized the mood, reiterating his desire for a $61,000 Bitcoin price to be reclaimed as support for the bullish continuation. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin, why 61,000 is important? Because support became resistance, hence the focus on that area for me for now. Here is another way to look at it. What do I want? I want it over 61,000. Does the market care what we want? No. 61,000 United States dollars for the return of the bull. So there you have it. And for fellow trader and analyst Crypto Ed. This is what was needed to happen to increase the odds of a fresh upside returning in the new week, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter. Yesterday's expectation versus the current state unfolding as expected. Waiting for another leg down to fill the CME tonight and up from there again in the coming days. Slow down and take some time off the screens. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is uncanny resemblances. That's right. For all the frustration of a Bitcoin correction when it was least welcome, not everyone is surprised or worried. Quoting tech dev right here on Crypto Twitter, remarkably similar corrective structure so far on the Bitcoin 8-hour chart, almost to the day, 4 years apart. 2021 continues to run 5 to 8 days behind 2017 since July. As he shares right here in this chart, it shows the striking similarities of the 2017 bull run compared to this year of 2021. And if history is to repeat, we can expect a $200,000 Bitcoin price here in this cycle. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, funding rises on $60,000 rematch. That's right. Despite losing the battle for 60K, the process of trying to exit lower levels has had an unwelcome impact on derivatives markets, where traders are increasing leverage once again. After being effectively reset to neutral during last week's lows, funding rates are now on the move once again, and being overly positive, as is the case on Bybit, OKEX, and others at this time, suggests a bullish bias. The expectation is that further gains are on the cards. And quoting this analyst right here, the market is hungry for liquidity. Decreasing buy and sell volume reflects most market participants are waiting for confirmations or hedge thin in liquidations. So question is, which side of the market gets ran this week? As open interest on Bitcoin futures, meanwhile, has yet to beat the all-time high set before the dip on November 10th. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, the dollar is the star of the show. The greenback has beaten longstanding resistance with this month, reaching its strongest since July 2020, according to the US dollar currency index, which you can see right here on your screen. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, sentiment says wait and see. That's right. On the topic of market mood within crypto, investors are on the fence. The latest reading from the Crypto Greed and Fear Index shows that despite short-term price behavior, the market is in fact entirely neutral. As you can see here, we're currently rated a 50 out of 100 dead even in the middle with neutral. Yesterday was a 49, last week a 72, and last month a 74 in greed. Now this may act in Bitcoin's favor with last week's shakeout, having driven sentiment back into the fear territory from which it has now recovered. And before I break down next break and story of the day, El Salvador set to build the first ever Bitcoin city in the world with zero income, capital gains, and property tax. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and many of the top alts are currently correcting, and in the red with Bitcoin down 3.3% for the day, trading just above $57,200. We have Ether down almost 4% for the day, trading just under $4,200. Cardano down 4%, trading at $1.80. Binance Coin down 2.5%, trading at $571. Polkadot down 4.4%, trading just under $40, while we have Solana, CRO, and Hex, and Elrond all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The nation became the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender at the beginning of June. Now El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, shout out to Bukele, responded to the ratification of the Bitcoin law in the nation's Congress by stating on Twitter, this is going to evolve fast. Now the president has instructed the geothermal energy sector to utilize the nation's 22 major volcanoes to power Bitcoin mining hubs. The president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, tweeted, our engineers just informed me that they dug a new well that will provide approximately 95 megawatts of 100% clean, zero emissions geothermal energy from all volcanoes. Volcano starting to design a full Bitcoin mining hub around it. The initiative could see El Salvador make revenues in excess of $250 million per year. Now, George Kivats of Global Blockchain Business Council responded to the tweet and said, dear President Nayib Bukele, 95 megawatts can generate 3 exahashes, which is around 600 Bitcoin in revenue per month, or $250 million per year. Let's go, El Salvador. I am confident that with these metrics, you can structure a proper JV with credible investors and take care of IMF once and for all. And speaking about El Salvador's move, Bitcoin pioneer Max Kaiser, shout out to Max and Stacy of the Kaiser Report and Orange Pill Pod. They said, Bitcoin was designed to be a central bank killer. Ain't telling no lies, quoting Max here. The IMF will probably be the first to go. I've advised El Salvador to create new volcano bonds backed by future Bitcoin Bitcoin mining revenues to recapitalize their balance sheet and retire the IMF loans. Very powerful words. I know the two banks in New York that are working on this now. Property prices in El Salvador are set to triple this decade as several countries in the region, Argentina, Guatemala, and Paraguay, and others will announce shortly they are following El Salvador's example. Other central banks such as the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve Bank in America are also at risk of being disintermediated as Bitcoin rises to become the world's reserve currency. Max Keiser suggested Volcano bonds should be floated to finance El Salvador's geothermal Bitcoin mining operations back on June 10th. Here's the tweet that kicked it all off. Navigrats, what about you guys floating $1 billion of Volcano bonds backed by future Bitcoin mining output for El Salvador to pay off the IMF loan so they can tell the IMF to beat it? And lo and behold, that's what's happening right now. So massive shout out to Max Keiser. It was not long before finance giant JP Morgan took notice of the events and warned that El Salvador's decision to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender will jeopardize its negotiations with the IMF. Who needs the IMF when you're on a Bitcoin standard? Hey, it is what it is. And before I break down next story of the day and I share this Ethereum huge cup and handle pattern, which reaffirms a $6,500 Ethereum price target, as well as yes, Cathie Wood's $700,000 Bitcoin price prediction is legit. And I break this down for you. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just under $2.6 trillion with $114 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 42% even with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Elrond up a whopping 22% for the day, trading at $476. IOTA up 18.7%, trading at $155. And CurveDAO token up 15%, trading at $4.39. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. We already checked out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, so let's move on to our next breaking story of the day. Ethereum's native asset Ether may rebound by nearly 60% in the coming sessions as the bulls pin their hopes on a classic bullish continuation pattern. That's right. Prices may rise to or above $6,500 per ETH from their current levels of near 4,000 after completing a cup and handle formation, hinted Matthew Hyland, better known as Parabolic Matt, an independent on-chain analyst who shared right here in this tweet. Ethereum broke its streak of 7 green weekly candles. However, it perfectly retested the huge cup and handle pattern it broke out of, which you can see right here in this chart, which shows Ethereum returning to its old point of resistance, which is right here in the yellow horizontal line. Ethereum underwent a soft rebound after testing the cup and handle resistance as interim support, raising possibilities of an extended move upside ahead. Now let's discuss why $6,500 in particular, the buy point in the cup and handle pattern, emerges when the price breaks above its resistance level with an increase in trading volumes. Traders typically estimate that their profit target for measuring the distance from the cup's right to its bottom and then adding the number to the buy point. The cup's maximum depth is nearly 2,500 while its breakout point is around 4,100. And as a result, the pattern's breakout target comes to be at or above $6,500 per ETH. A Harvard study shows that cup and handles have a 65% and 68% success rate for Forex and stock markets, respectively. And conversely, breaking below the pattern's resistance level, coinciding with multi-month rising trending support, risks invalidating the bullish setup that may lead to Ether's price to the next support line near $3,000. So there you have it. Let me know if you feel Ether is likely to break down that low to $3,000 support, or do you feel we're likely to rise on up to $6,500. Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down our final story of the day, yes, Cathie Wood's $700,000 Bitcoin price prediction is legit, and I break this down for you. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A Bitcoin price prediction of $700,000, more than 10 times the current Bitcoin price, would strike most people as delusional. But this eye-popping target doesn't come from a Bitcoin fanboy or Twitter or Reddit. It comes from Wall Street's latest superstar, ARK Invest CEO, Cathie Wood. Shout out to Cathie Wood. Wood gained notoriety in 2020 when several of ARK's funds posted gains of more than 100%. Her primary investing theme is disruptive innovation, which has led to big bets on companies like Tesla and new technologies like Bitcoin. In other words, Wood looks for investments that may be high risk but are likely to upend entire industries. But Wood isn't just rolling the dice on Bitcoin. The ARK team can back up every move they have made with extensive research. So when Wood comes out with a Bitcoin price prediction of $700,000 per BTC, you know she didn't just pull that number out of thin air. I'm going to share more on how she reached this prediction, because whether you believe she is right or full of hot air, there is an important money-making lesson for any crypto investor when it comes to Bitcoin price predictions thus far. Now, for making the case for investing in Bitcoin in the first place, ARK has been buying Bitcoin since 2015 when it was in the depths of a bear market and the Bitcoin price was well below $500 per BTC the entire year. And over the years, Wood's research team at ARK has compiled an impressive investment case for the king of all crypto. And in a September 2020 report created in collaboration with Coinmetrics, ARK identified the following catalysts for Bitcoin. As a global settlement network, ARK thinks Bitcoin could serve as a settlement system for both banks and businesses. Unlike traditional settlement systems, the Bitcoin network is global. It cannot censor transactions and its money cannot be inflated by institutions like central banks, the ARK report says. If Bitcoin captured 10% of this market, ARK estimates it would add about $70,000 to the Bitcoin price. And as a haven against the seizure of assets, ARK points out that in countries where property rights are ignored, Bitcoin provides a way for ordinary citizens to shelter wealth from illegal seizure or the inflation of the native currency. We've already seen this play out in countries like Venezuela, Argentina, Vietnam, and Nigeria. ARK believes that the use of Bitcoin to protect wealth from a corrupt or misguided regime could add more than $200,000 to the price of Bitcoin. And as digital gold, ARK agrees with a notion widely believed in the Bitcoin community that it could challenge gold amongst global investors as a store of value. Not only is Bitcoin scarce and durable, but it is also divisible. As we all know, one Bitcoin can be divided by 100 million Satoshis. It's verifiable, portable, and transferable, all of which protect all from the threat of centralization, the ARK report says. Bitcoin taking a 10% share of the physical gold market would add about $40,000 to the Bitcoin price, according to ARK. And as a replacement currency in emerging markets, many emerging market nations struggle to maintain a stable currency when rampant inflation causes citizens to lose faith in their native currencies. They turn to alternatives, and often the alternatives of choice is the US dollar. But ARK thinks that Bitcoin can grab some of this market as well. If Bitcoin captures just 5% of the global monetary base beyond the big four, the US dollar, the Japanese yen, the euro, and the yuan, ARK report says it will add nearly $60,000 to the price of Bitcoin. That's the foundation of ARK's thinking on Bitcoin, but do note that report is already more than a year old. She recently was interviewed and goes on to share that Bitcoin can now hit $760,000. Here's the math and breakdown of how she got to that number. It was here when she combined the estimate of institutional investing adding $500,000 to the Bitcoin price with the impact of greater adoption in emerging markets. Wood gave a rationale for why institutions will be compelled to invest into the king of all crypto, calling it a new asset class. Wood said that Bitcoin's lower correlation with other investments was very appealing to institutional investors. That's what they're looking for, she said. Then she moved on to the emerging markets idea that was described in the ARK report, quoting her here. What's happening in El Salvador is unbelievable, Wood said, noting how President Nayib Bukele had made Bitcoin legal tender, is now providing $30 worth of crypto to any citizen who downloads the Shivo digital wallet. Already today, roughly 3 million have downloaded the Shivo wallet, are using it not just to get access to that $30, but to do peer-to-peer exchange, citing remittances as accounting for a disproportionate amount of activity. Wood said that ARK sees remittances as one element among those mentioned in the report that will encourage significant adoption of Bitcoin in emerging markets. Quoting her again here, we think emerging markets are a huge use case here, Wood said. That use case alone will account for $100,000 to $200,000 of an increase in the Bitcoin price. Now let's do the math. The current Bitcoin price is about $60,000, which is the base. Wood sees institutional investors adding $500,000 to that and emerging market adoption adding $100,000 to $200,000 more. So Wood's five-year Bitcoin price target is actually a range between $660,000 to $760,000, with $700,000 falling just below the middle of the range. It's just a case built on research, insight, and logic. And while $700,000 per Bitcoin may sound outlandish to some investors, consider this. Back in September 2016, research firm Needham & Co. predicted Bitcoin would hit $2,231 by 2020. And at the time, Bitcoin was trading at just about $600. So 4 years later, Bitcoin was trading above $2,200. And by mid-2020, it had soared past $11,000, more than five times Needham's once outlandish target. And by December, it had rocketed past $25,000 per BTC. Now, obviously, nobody has a crystal ball, but what are your thoughts surrounding Cathie Wood's $760,000 Bitcoin price prediction? Do you feel it is legit and likely to happen within the next 5 years? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, we discussed $60,000 becoming the new resistance, and I share with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as breaking news, El Salvador set to build the first ever Bitcoin city in the world. Also in today's show, we discussed Ethereum, huge cup and handle pattern reaffirming a $6,500 Ethereum price target, as well as Cathie Wood predicting a $760,000 Bitcoin price target within the next 5 years. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC. And let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.